some of you know what's going on this evening. I have little people in boxes, and I gotta tell you, the way security is at the airports nowadays, when you try and check in with a small person in your luggage, they stop you. Most of the airports nowadays have the sophisticated equipment for checking your luggage. They're like big MRIs. They can check the contents, the materials, but some of the smaller airports don't. We all know Burbank Airport, just north of here a few miles, don't have all the sophisticated stuff. They still have to hand check a lot of luggage. I was in line about 3.5 weeks ago, early one morning, very crowded. And most people, when you get your luggage hand checked, it's no big deal. They might pull out your underwear like, ooh. But for me, they're pulling out dolls.
I told him not to do that joke.
And I figured out the way they decide whose luggage they're gonna hand check is a complete judgment call on these guys' parts. They look at you and they decide, and apparently I looked like a terrorist with a trunk. Because the server got a look in that trunk, I'm like, oh crap, here we go. So he takes the big trunk and he puts it on top of the silver table. He opens it up, and the first thing he pulls out is one of my little guys, Peanut. You'll see him in a little while. You might know Peanut. But he pulls Peanut out and he's like, hey. People in line are like, hey, and I'm like, oh. Now they have these swabs and they swab whatever it is they're looking at. They then take the piece of material, they put it in the analyzer, it then checks to see if your stuff has come into contact with anything dangerous, chemicals, whatever. So the guy has Peanut in one hand, swab in the other. This is all true, it's too stupid to make up. He could have swabbed Peanut on the head, on the foot. No, in front of God and everybody, swabs his butt, just like that. I know it's only a puppet, but I work with the guy. There's a relationship here. And I'm sitting there watching this, and the first thing I find myself thinking is, you sick bastard. What the hell? Why are you wiping my friend's butt? He then takes the swab, puts it in the machine, shuts the door. I think we're finished. We start to put things away. Suddenly, the little machine goes, Three more guys come out. They have me up against their wall. They're checking my ID. They're doing a background check on the internet. They're going through all my stuff. Takes 15 minutes. Now we're finished. Everything is fine. Then we start to put things back. And then I start to think, what the hell was on Peanut's butt? Me the potential terrorist. And this is all true. And I asked the guy, and he goes, well, it's all in code on the computer. Let's see. And he goes, that would be military-grade plastic explosives. And I go, what? And he goes, well, sometimes the machine confuses lotion for that. And I went, no, there's no lotion on the puppet's ass. Been building bombs in my garage. You caught me, Skippy. Thanks for straightening me out. I don't ever want to go through the Burbank Airport again. There's only a small number of these guys that do all the checking. I know next time I go through, they'll all be standing in a group and one of them will point and go, there he is. There's the gay puppet bomber. There's lotion on his puppet's ass.
I was born in Hong Kong. Any Hong Kong people? Couple of us. Awesome, man. For you guys that haven't been following the news, Hong Kong is a part of Japan. I'm joking, obviously. But I said the same shit in Kansas City, and people were like, really? Wow, we learned something new today, Bill. I did a show in Kansas City. I don't know why either. Very nice in Kansas City. I'm not gonna say like they're racist or anything like that, but they're just like curious. Like they're watching me like they're watching an episode of National Geographic. And a pack of giraffe just ran by. And they're like, oh, never seen one of those in real life. Looks majestic. This one kid in Kansas City came up to me after the show. Very nice kid. This is what he said. He was like, ah, Jimmy, thought you were really funny, man. I don't mean to offend you. That's when you know you're about to get offended. It's like, I don't mean to offend you, but when I first saw your poster, I thought you were gonna play the violin. I was like, I do, motherfucker, just not right now. Shit. I keep it a secret. See, I gotta say, I got some of the nicest crowds in the business. I rarely ever get heckled. And one time I was talking about how I used to play the violin. Old Chinese lady sitting in the front just stood up and screamed out, first chair or second chair? And I was like, thanks, ma'am. Fifth chair, actually, fifth chair. It wasn't very good. It wasn't good. I grew up very stereotypically in Hong Kong. Like my real name is not even Jimmy, that's my English name. My real name is Man Xing, in Cantonese, Man Xing. It stands for 10,000 success. Yeah. I had very ambitious parents, and now I'm telling dick jokes and doing Tai Chi on stage, so. Jimmy was just kind of like an arbitrary English name that just sounded easy. And my dad, he named himself Richard. I was like, Dad, why'd you name yourself Richard? He was like, because I want to be rich. It makes so much sense. And then they named my older brother Roger after the James Bond actor Roger Moore. Yeah, but my brother hated that name. He was like, man, it makes me sound like an old white guy. So eventually he changed his own name to Roy. So now he sounds like an older white guy. And now his full name is Roy Roger, which is the oldest white guy to ever white.
Australia, great country to visit if you're concerned that you have a drinking problem. Like, I don't know if you are aware of this, an Australian is just an Irishman who's been left out in the sun for too long. That's how they make Australians. They don't have babies like the rest of us. You take an Irish person, you just airdrop them in the desert without sunblock in like 6 weeks, just like, oi, oi, oi. They sort of melt into Australians. It's a strange phenomenon. But it was nice to go to Australia because there's no pressure to speak a second language. I was in Western Australia where a lot of people don't even speak a first language. It's like, I don't know what weird sounds are coming out of your mouth, but I refuse to believe information is being conveyed at all. Right, mate? I don't know. Those weren't words. There was not one consonant what you just said. This is a string of vowel sounds, you weirdo. I think Americans catch too much shit from other countries for only speaking one language. I was talking to a guy from Belgium recently, and I complimented him on how well he spoke English, and he got very snotty. He's like, well, I speak three languages. In Europe, we all speak multiple languages. Only in America, you speak one language. Dude, you know why you speak three languages? Because you live in Belgium, and you fucking have to. That's right. I don't want to sound like an imperialist, but let's be honest here. Belgium, a very petite nation. And I say petite because I don't know the Flemish word for small, because I'm American. Everyone not laughing is like, what the hell is Flemish? I thought they spoke Belgian. Belgium is a small country. America is a big country. We should not have the same rules, right? Like, let's say you live in Belgium and you get into your car, or auto, as they probably say, right? And you just start driving. That country is so small, no matter which direction you go, within 3 hours, you're gonna be in a completely different country with its own history and culture. It's not like that here in America, right? What happens if this guy gets in his car and drives 3 hours? What's he gonna see? Fucking that dude, it's all the same. It's just cheesecake factories and sunglass huts, as far as the eye can see. So stop giving us crap, world. I'm sorry we're not surrounded by other cultures. We only have two neighbors in America, and they're a fuck of a distance from each other, right? Like, if you live near the border of one of them, you don't know anything about the other, okay? No one who has spent his entire life in Vermont knows how to make a good pico de gallo. And no one from San Antonio knows how to shovel a driveway. That's... right?
But, you know, the American, look, American racism is in your face. At least you know where I stand. I know there's certain places I'm not going to. I know I can come to San Francisco and be welcomed. I know that. I know it. Certain places I won't be going to. I will not be going to Alabama or Mississippi because I've seen the movies. Not going there. But I'm not saying that England hasn't got their races. England's got their races as well. Because I used to be an engineer. Before I did comedy, I used to be an engineer. I used to build and repair elevators for a living. And I worked on building sites. Building sites, people, with my hands, hammers and wrenches. And I worked on building sites. On building sites, they don't have equal opportunities on a building site. People say whatever the hell they want to you. And I work with some rednecks, British. There are British rednecks. There are some racists. And like, I remember a guy coming up to me at work one day. True story, comes up to me like, Gina. That's how it is. Gina. He's like, Gina, come here. Guess what? You know what your name spells backwards? A nig. And I was like that. Shit! Oh. And I went home to my mum. I was like, Mother, you have ruined my life. You know what my name spells backwards? And my mother tried to console me. She's like, you go back there. And you tell that bastard your full name is Regina. And I was like, hey, Nick, write that shit down, write it down, you see. So black people, when you're naming your kids, check out all the anagrams and shit. London, from London. London's had up and down, yeah, we've had up and down here in London, haven't we? We had the riots. Did you hear about the riots? The London riots, like kids just running amok. Now, at first when the riots started, I gotta admit, I was behind them. Because the police shot a guy and I was like, yeah, they shot a black man. That's right, get out there. You know, police brutality, riot. Then we heard that the guy was a drug dealer. I was like, okay, don't riot so much, okay. And then it turned from just rioting to kids just stealing shit. And that's all it was, just kids running amok and stealing stuff, just looting anything. They're like, oh, the country's in disarray. Let's go out and take stuff. Woohoo! And that's what it was. There were kids just running around, just breaking into any stores they wanted. Like some kids broke into a McDonald's. A McDonald's jumped over the counter and started flipping their own burgers. And I was watching that game. You could have done that for $4 an hour, you dumb shit.
Went to Alaska, I was excited. I called my mom, hey, I'm going to Alaska. She's like, you've never been to Alaska before. How far is that from LA? I was like, oh, like 4 hours. If you're not laughing, you're like, oh shit, how far is it? 8.5 hours. 8.5 hours from LA to Anchorage, Alaska. I had no idea where I was going. I got on the flight and everything. I just took my fur coat, got on the flight. Okay, I'm like 4 hours into the flight, okay, and the flight attendant comes back by. And she's like, hey, you want some more coffee? And I'm like, girl, you better sit your ass down. We are coming down any second. Now this coffee gonna go everywhere. What are you doing? She's like, sir, we have 4.5 more hours to go. And I'm like, I'm going to Anchorage. Where the fuck y'all going? I did no research. I did no research. Finally get to Alaska. 86 degrees. 86. I'm the only asshole walking around with a fur coat on. I bought those tennis rackets you strap to your feet. You good? Yeah, I like to sweat when I'm up this way. This
When I got to Anchorage, the black population doubled.
And he was at the airport waiting on me. He was like, oh, shit. I was like, Terrence, sit your ass down. You're embarrassing us.
It was weird. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be salmon walking the street. I thought it was going to be salmon at the beach like this. Like, been traveling a lot. I don't know where stuff is. I don't know where stuff is. And I'm actually okay with it because I'm American and I'm okay being dumb. You saying that because you haven't traveled. We're dumb. It's okay. Like, we're not stupid. Here's the problem is like, we don't want to know and we don't care to know. Somebody tells me like, oh, you know where Vermont is? What are you doing? I don't want to learn. I don't need more knowledge. I'm good. I'm good how I am. Because I was in Vermont. I was just in Vermont. I was doing a club up there in December, right? -8. The whole time out there, -8. I'm from Georgia. We not built for that shit. Why'd you bark? If I said UGA, we're talking about the Bulldogs, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I named a state and you started barking?
That's my dog!
Shut the fuck up. You be quiet, I'll tell some jokes.